today was the day. Today was the day I'd have to act what Salem calls responsible. A peace treaty to end years worth passive-aggressive comments and meaningless calls. Yes, you guessed it. Today was the day I had to meet my sister. In person. I couldn't even tell you what she looked like. None of her social media showed images of her other than the odd silhouette. I don't doubt we've both changed a little more than just hair color.
How are you feeling?
Terrified.
You'll do fine. Just try not to make a scene.
I would never.
Let's just say, from what I've heard, when you two get into a fight, it's hard to tell who the theater kid is.
I take full offense to that. I can appreciate a musical here and there, but we both know I was a band kid.
Then I guess you'll just have to stay out of trouble.
You make a convincing argument. How do you do it?
A mix of mom-friend instincts and rose quartz charm.
Ah, of course. How could I forget?
If you don't start moving now, you're gonna be late.
But I have an hour yet.
I'm accounting for at least 5 things going wrong on the way there.
Naomi knows what I'm like.
And you know what Naomi's like, an hour early.
Fine, I'm leaving.
Good luck.
Thanks. I'm gonna need all I can get. I'd like to pretend that I'm unrecognizable now that I'm older, but some features don't leave you. When you have heterochromia, it becomes one of those staple features. People use it as conversation starters, like I've never looked at myself in the mirror before. Green on its own, I suppose, is a pretty standout eye color. It's one way to spot Naomi. Unless she's wearing sunglasses just to spite me. Her hair could be any color under the sun, if not more than one at the same time. I guess you could call it a family habit.
Micah, hey!
She was taller than I remembered. Whether it was the shoes or if it had really been that long, I couldn't tell you. She looked tired. Kind of happy tired you might see on a first-time mother. Green eyes brighter than ever. It was definitely her.
Do I get asked?
If you touch me, I'll scream.
Have you gotten anything to drink yet?
I was gonna wait outside for you.
Well, let's go in then. I'm paying.
What? No, I'm older. I'm paying.
You always used to pay. I don't think me paying for a couple drinks is gonna be the end of the world.
What do you know?
What do you want to drink?
Whatever doesn't kill me?
They have oat milk. What do you think I drink?
I was more talking about the caffeine.
This is why you're always sick.
Surprise me.
Whatever's most likely to rot your teeth with a sip. Got it.
Okay, what the hell is that?
Coffee?
It smells horrible.
A lot of coffee.
You have a problem.
Yeah, whatever. So, what's new with you? Other than the hair? I heard you got a new job. That's exciting. Think you'll keep this one?
Why, because I'm that incapable of keeping it?
I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, right into that trap, didn't you?
Hey, that's not fair! Micah, you bitch! You scared me!
The opportunity was there. How could I not take it?
Never mind. I no longer care. You're as annoying as ever.
Oh, I'm the annoying one now, am I?
Just answer the question, idiot.
Well, where do I start? I've taken up night shifts. Felt like putting the whole inability to sleep thing to use. Let me tell you, there sure are some interesting people trying to buy some strange stuff at that time of night. I've started painting again. Thought it was about time. Not music, though. I get the feeling the small folk band's worth of instruments are going to continue collecting dust into the future.
I don't think I've seen you pick up any kind of instrument since high school. And you know that's called having insomnia, right?
Suddenly I've lost the ability to hear.
Oh, come on!
What's new with you, Miss Radio Star?
That's all behind the stage lights, and you know it. I did get to go on air a few times, though. It was last minute, and they needed someone to cover, but it was fun while it lasted. Other than my hair, I'm actually hoping to stay in town longer than usual. Maybe rent an apartment. Remember what it feels like to be in one place for more than a couple months. Felt like time for a change, you know?
And this definitely has nothing to do with a certain boy you know.
What boy? I don't know what you're talking about.
That boy.
Hey, baby Oak. Baby Oak. Micah. Hi.
Charlie?
What are you doing here?
I thought you told me to meet you here.
In an hour?
Well, yeah, but you're always at least an hour early, and I didn't want you standing around waiting for me on your own, so I just didn't realize you were meeting someone else before.
What's with the plant?
Oh, I saw it on the way over here, and I couldn't resist. This one's really cool, because when you touch the leaves, it hides and recoils into itself. I've been looking for one of these for forever, and I didn't think anywhere around here would sell them, but here we are.
So that's why you wanted to make a day trip up to the big shop.
Which we can still do, if you're interested. It'll be more of an adventure than a stressful hunt, at least for me, on my end. But that could make it even better. Oh, and we could go to that cake shop you liked so much on the way back?
Obviously we can still go. I'm putting your plant limit at 5, though.
What? No!
Your place looks like a jungle as it is. You still need to be able to move around it.
But plants are—
Don't say they're good for you. Or that all green is made to make you happy. Or that it makes the air better, because there's a point when you reach plant madness and have no space to put anything.
Okay, but you can't deny how cool it looks, though.
If I didn't think they were dating before, I definitely do now. It only takes a few seconds for the world to only revolve around the two of them like some sort of sappy rom-com. I'll never understand romance, or romantic love in general, but they seemed happy. The panic disappears from Charlie's face as he puts all his attention on my younger sister. Naomi's smile reaches out to the corner of her eyes in a way I've never seen from her before.
If you start mixing hot chocolate and green tea together, I'm blocking you.
You know, compared to the black sludge you drink, it can't be much worse.
Just add sugar if it's not sweet enough. Or don't drink it at all. Not everything has to be green.
Doesn't have to be green. Just, you know, some color to it, so it looks cool.
Then stick to the energy drinks. You never find anything sweet enough.
Yeah, well, I find you sweeter than sweet enough.
Well, then obviously you've set your standards too high, because nothing beats me.
Damn right.
At some point, I have to roll my eyes for the last time. Except the fact Charlie's better for her than I realized. It seems genuine. And yeah, they both have issues, but so do I. I couldn't tell you at what point Charlie magically became an issue to me, but I can tell you the exact point it's going to stop. And that's now. Naomi's safe and happy, and that's all I could ask for.
I was not that bad in high school.
You were like the queen of theater geeks.
Hey, what is that supposed to mean?
Why don't you just move in with Charlie?
Ah, I forgot you were there.
Where is this coming from?
Last time I checked, Charlie's only roommates are the plants, and he has a spare room so you can act like you aren't dating, even if it's obvious, and everyone's happy. Maybe Charlie won't have to play cover for everyone at the store then. Even if that's to fund the plant problem and not afford rent.
That's not. Who said we're dating?
Well, I do have a spare room. I pretend it's an office, mostly, so I can use it as an excuse to hoard things I don't really need. So honestly, you'd be doing me a favor.
I couldn't do that to you.
I think it's an Oak tradition to at least crash on a king's family couch. Where are you staying currently?
I spent the first couple days at a hotel room, but then Mom and Dad said that crashing at home until I sorted out stuff would be easier, so I'm back in my old room. And it looks exactly how I left it. Funny that.
If you are gonna go through with this and need help moving your stuff, I'll ask Bailey to help you. Charlie doesn't deserve to have so many transphobic insults thrown at him. I wouldn't even wish their insults on my worst enemy.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. Oh, and Naomi, sleep on it, yeah?
See you around, Micah.
If you order enough freebies from fast food chains, you will, in years to come, have enough supplies to start a cooking show. So start collecting young. In this episode, you heard Luca Miller as Micah Oak, Tao M. Shin as Salem Alice, Emma Nicolau as Naomi Oak, Victor Hua as Charlie King, and Felix Pazorski as Bailey King. Mixed Bad Luck is written and produced by Cry MJ, with music composed by Sebastian Valenzuela, credits read by Kit Patterson. Thank you for listening.
Wait, since when were you mad at Charlie?
Not the point. Do you think they'll do it?
Move in together? Probably. Charlie's mentioned thinking about asking her a few times, so if anything, you've helped them out.
Me playing Cupid. Look at the irony.
Who'd have thought? Micah Oak being my older brother's wingman.
You're right. Should have done it together and called it a sibling intervention.
I think the unexpected impulse of it coming from you really gave it the extra flair it needed.
There was hardly any flair about it.
It's you. There's always some unintentional sparkles.
And that's my sign to hang up on you.
Micah, no, I'm sorry.
Elias is an ex-prophecy child. After spending 5 years in another world, Brisea, she wakes up, only to find that mere minutes have passed in this one. There was magic there. Friends and people she loved, and so many adventures and scars and memories. Everything she knows pales in comparison to the place she left behind. Not knowing how else to deal with her loss, Elias starts to tell the story of her own adventure, while desperately trying to find a way back to it.
Back Again is an audio drama by me, Abigail Eliza, loosely based on the Oh Hello, Soldier, Poet, King. It's about girls with swords, prophecies, alternate realms, and, of course, it's very, very queer. Episodes are released every other week, and the first 20-plus episodes are available wherever you get your podcast now. I hope you have a wonderful day.